on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the saddest pieces of history being made is the fallout of the murder of 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. A lot of news broke right after our last broadcast last week and over the long weekend. I want to recap some of it in one of the, frankly, most horrendous and most disturbing issues about it long term, and that is that the law enforcement, the police, didn't go in to stop it when they could. They chickened out. Let me tell you something. This is not limited to Texas. At the Parkland shooting in Florida a few years ago, the security guard with a gun went and hid. He hid, and now he's being criminally prosecuted. 40% of the budget of Uvalde is going to the police, and they did nothing to stop this shooting. So let me give you a hypothetical telephone conference between the governor and the chief law enforcement in Uvalde. It goes something like this. Hello, this is the governor. Am I talking to Chief Doofus McClownface of the Texas Rangers? No, sir. You're talking to Chief Doofus McClownface of the Texas Chicken Hawks. Oh, that's right. Okay. So what's going on, McClownface? Well, sir, we have a number of police officers here. We've secured the crime site, and we have barred the shooter into one room. Okay, who's in the room? A lot of kids and teachers. Are there any casualties? Yes, sir. We've reduced it to only 19 children and two teachers. Were the teachers members of the union, McClownface? Affirmative, sir. All right, how are you secured the crime scene? Some parents came screaming, saying, give me your gun, I'll go in and get my kid out. We threw them on the ground and handcuffed them. Good work, McClownface. I'll tell you what, charge them with disorderly conduct, that way there won't be any lawsuits. How long have you been there with the guy inside the classroom? An hour, sir. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for backup. Who's the backup? We don't know. Where are they coming from? We're not sure. You know something? That was satire, but that is pretty close to what happened. That's very close to what happened. You can call it training, lack of training, anything you want. But the fact is that if a guy is in there with a weapon like an AR-15 to shoot kids, you shoot him, you go in. They finally got in the room to shoot him after an hour. They said the door was locked, they couldn't get in. They got a janitor to open it. The janitor had been there the whole time. Why don't you get it to open it? Kick it open and throw in tear gas. Yeah, that ain't great. Throw in tear gas, and the guy's coughing and stumbling, waving his gun, and gun him down. This is twice this has happened. Parkland, the guy hid. He hid to save himself. Here, they pretended to go through procedures. They secured the crime scene by handcuffing and throwing parents to the ground. They waited an hour. They didn't go in to take this guy down. Yes, he had a gun. I understand that. Throw open the door and throw tear gas in there. That ain't great for the little kids. I understand that. But tear gas isn't going to kill them the way a bullet will kill them. And then what happened as a result of this? Did the actual governor, Greg Abbott, criticize law enforcement? No. He said you can't take guns away from people. There was an NRA convention in Houston a few days later. Did anybody boycott it? No. Trump spoke at it. Cruz spoke at it. Both said that the solution was more guns. More guns in whose hands? Police officers who are afraid to do anything? The police officer in Florida at Parkland is being criminally prosecuted. People are suggesting that the U.S. Justice Department look on this for federal crimes, what the police did. But the truth of the matter is, this is all buck passing, because what they did was, if anything, very likely a state crime, which is dereliction of duty. Same reason the guy in Parkland's being prosecuted, or fire them. You wait an hour for backup, and who is the backup? Other police officers. You wait an hour because you can't get in the door, but you got a janitor to let you in with a key. Why didn't you have the janitor let you in sooner? Why didn't you break down the door? The clown Cruz, the venomous clown senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, said, well, schools should only have one door. And then you station a guy. Now, first of all, have you heard of a fire code? Are you kidding me? One door in a school and there's a fire? What do you think is going to happen? Secondly, what good does it do to put law enforcement at the door if they're going to run away and hide? What good does that do? You know, this thing, I do not know how far they're going to take it. That law enforcement can't possibly stay there. What good are they? What do they do? What do they do here? 19 youngsters, little ones, 10-year-olds, mowed down, almost the same as Sandy Hook in Connecticut. I think there was one more there, but there were six adults. Here there were two. One little girl covered herself with blood and lay there playing possum. I mean, she's a brave little girl, but I'll tell you something. What do you think that does to her psyche the rest of her life? Are you kidding me? And she's going to wake up with nightmares the rest of her life. The rest of her life, seeing her other buddies lying there shot, and she had to play possum. And if she sneezed, then he would have shot her. And those brave teachers that tried to shield them, some people have suggested that you arm the teachers. Are you kidding me? You have a teacher in kindergarten, or in this case, fourth grade, I guess it would be 10 years old. What, they have a six gun at their hip? That's why you have law enforcement. And law enforcement got there very quickly. The guy had shot his grandmother right in the face. And she'd managed to call the 911, and they followed him to the school. The minute they see him with kind of tactical gear on, waving a gun, you shoot him. You shoot him outside, you got to shoot him. I hate to say it, you got to shoot him. Gun him down. Have a bunch of guys at different angles and gun him down like a dog right there in the parking lot. And if he gets in, go in after him. Go in after him from several doors. You can do it without endangering yourself. You see him go into a classroom, he doesn't start shooting right away. Throw in tear gas right away. Disable them. The sad thing was in the Buffalo shooting, remember that a couple of weeks ago, there was a very brave security guard who did shoot the guy multiple times. Unfortunately, he had a bulletproof vest on. And then the security guard got shot. But that security guard didn't run away. He did his job. These guys didn't do their job down there. And they did not do it in Florida either. And if you have law enforcement who handcuffs parents and says, don't go in there to drag your child out, we're waiting for backup, we're going to wait an hour, that's inhuman. That's inhuman. They just like to exercise control over the weak. They don't like to exercise control over the strong, criminal, and murderer. And that's really what it comes down to. It's really what it comes down to. I am so angry that that broke right after our last show, live show on Thursday. It started to break, and it broke Friday and over the weekend and Monday. There's been a lot of discussion about it, but I think it's important to weigh in ourselves. And you can say it's training, but you can say that so you're blue in the face. The fact of the matter is, when push comes to shove, when everything's on the line, they've got to act instinctively and with courage and reduce the amount of time to zero, preferably, that that guy's going to have contact with kids and with faculty. They didn't do that here. They just milled around, quote, secured the crime scene, end quote, by handcuffing parents, waiting for people for an hour, waiting to get into the door when the janitor had the key. What the hell? That didn't occur to him? And then the clown crew says we should have one door. The clown, this really, really enraged me. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to a different part of history in the making. A major revelation over the weekend. Remember Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows was chief of staff to Donald Trump. He initially cooperated with the January 6th commission. Then Trump threatened him. And then he chickened out and he stopped cooperating. But before he had stopped cooperating, he had turned over a lot of documents, emails, texts that gave a lot of evidence to the January 6th committee. But he's refused to go back and testify. Well, somebody who did testify was a woman named Cassidy Hutchinson, who was an aide in the White House at the time, the Trump White House, and was under Mark Meadows. And she told the commission, and this is hard to believe, but it's apparently accurate, that Mark Meadows burned documents after meeting with Republican Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Burned documents. What documents? How many documents? Destroying documents that are protected under various statutes because they're governmental records is a felony. And if you destroy documents in anticipation of being subpoenaed for them, it's obstruction. But you don't burn documents unless you're afraid somebody will read them. And why is Mark Meadows afraid that somebody would read these documents? That is because there was an orchestrated conspiracy to launch a coup to put Trump back in the White House for four more years, even though he lost the election. A coup to prevent the peaceful transition of power. Ever since 1788, the one thing that's characterized our country, as opposed to a lot of other countries in the world, most countries in the world, is that we have the peaceful transition of power. There's an election. If it's close and people dispute things, you go to court. Courts issue a decision, people accept it, and life goes on. In this case, Biden won the popular vote by about 7 million votes. He won the electoral vote 306 to something like 232, roughly. Over 70 electoral votes. And it wasn't close. It wasn't close. I'll tell you what was close was in 2016 when Trump beat Hillary Clinton. In that election, he won Michigan by 10,000 votes. In the 2020 election, Biden beat Trump by over 100,000 votes. But Trump and the Republicans say the 2020 election was too close at over 100,000 votes. But the 2016 election, where he won by 10,000 votes, wasn't too close. You know, enough's enough. When are people going to be prosecuted for destroying documents? Burning documents. When is Trump going to be prosecuted for taking protected secret documents from the White House, outside of the White House, compromising them, and in some cases destroying them by flushing them down the toilet? In some cases, and this is, people laugh at this, but he was seen, maybe there were notes, I'm sure they weren't long documents, eating them, chewing on them. I have very little doubt that any bad document for Trump has been destroyed. You really think that if the government ever gets those documents, there'll be anything in there bad for Trump? They've been destroyed. And why isn't there a court order immediately ordering them turned over? You know, they went after Hillary Clinton for using private server for emails, which was nevertheless secure and had never been breached. And Jeb Bush used a private email for his server for his emails, and so have a lot of other people. But okay, fair enough. She got slapped for that. She didn't destroy anything. Here you have Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, burning documents, Trump flushing documents down the toilet, allegedly eating a few short notes. Those must have been real doozies. And then taking a lot of sensitive documents that are secret and taking them out of the White House as a felony, out of the government custody, to Mar-a-Lago, where they're not secure and they haven't been returned. And yet he hasn't been prosecuted. And Meadows hasn't been prosecuted. Let me tell you a very disturbing timeline. The primaries are going on right now for the various Congress, the Senate, governor, that kind of thing. But the general election is in November all over the country. Our primary is August 9 here in Wisconsin. It used to be September, but it's moved to August because there's a federal requirement that you have to give servicemen stationed overseas time to mail their ballots back. And for a variety of reasons, that was not, couldn't be guaranteed for a September primary, so we moved it to August. Now, the first thing about the November election is, if the federal government has the power to mandate the date you have to have your election, it also has the power to mandate what you do on absentee ballots, drop boxes, voting machines, voter rolls, and everything else for federal elections. But the Republicans have filibustered any reform on that, and Manchin Sinema won't go along with lifting the filibuster. That's what's happening. But the larger question is, what happens, God forbid, and I'm not necessarily anticipating this, God forbid the Republicans win the House and the Senate in November by a little bit. Historically, the party that doesn't hold the presidency picks up some seats. Here we're at a razor-thin margin. They don't have to pick up many seats. But there were exceptions to that. In 1998, Bill Clinton was president, yet the Democrats picked up seats. And in 2004, George W. Bush was president, and the Republicans picked up seats. My prediction is that we may pick up seats and be just fine. However, for the sake of argument, let's say that Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker, all of these subpoenas go away. He'll say, we don't want to talk to Mark Meadows. We don't want to talk to Trump. We don't want to talk to anybody. But then we have a safety valve. What's the safety valve? The safety valve is called Merrick Garland, Joe Biden. We have the presidency at least through 2024. Merrick Garland's got to get off the dime. Some of these people have got to be prosecuted. He may be waiting to see what happens in November to see if Nancy Pelosi stays on as speaker, Chuck Schumer as a majority leader, and continue developing at kind of a slow pace what's going on. There are the January 6th committee hearings starting in about a week, and that's all very helpful. But I tell you what, if for whatever reason this thing takes a bad bounce in November, Garland, get off the dime. Get off the dime. What is this, Inspector Clouseau? There's a dead body lying there. You trip over it and you say, does something happen here? Hey, look down. There's a dead body there, for Pete's sake. Do something and do it quick. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to Marshfield. You know where Marshfield is? In Wood County, nice little town. I've been there. I have relatives in Wisconsin Rapids, Whiskey Rapids, not too far away. Well, I'll tell you what happened up in Marshfield. They had to shut down four wells because they found forever chemicals in them. Four wells. Now, let me tell you some facts on this. Then tell you what I think is being done and should be done. Forever chemicals, forever means forever. That means you ain't getting rid of them anytime soon, and they're in the water. First of all, they can cause kidney and testicular cancer, number one. They result in lower birth rates in areas that have it in their water. They do harm to the immune and reproductive systems. They result in altered hormone regulation, and they result in altered thyroid hormones. Forever chemicals have also been found recently in Rib Mountain, Rothschild, Weston, Wausau. Well, in all wells, Mayors handed out filters in Wausau. In Eau Claire, half their wells. It's been found in Dane County, Milwaukee County, Manitowoc County, Marinette County. It's been found in Rhinelander. Let me tell you the problem. They're not regulated by the federal government. Believe it or not, they're not regulated by the EPA. And the Republicans have blocked any attempt to regulate them in this state. They just put out, quote, suggested guidelines, end quote, and there's no consequence to violating them. And some people out there listening to me, you voted Republican nevertheless. Because what happened is when Tony Evers got elected governor, he started to appoint his own people to the DNR. A guy named Fred Prenn is on there, Walker guy. He talked to Walker. He talked to the Republican Senate Majority Leader, and he said, I'm staying on till the Senate approves Evers' appointment. Well, the Senate are gerrymandered Republicans. They're Trump Republicans. They had a good chuckle out of that one. They said, we'll get around to that soon. Surely we will. And there's an old Supreme Court case that says that the outgoing guy can stay on for a couple of weeks. Well, the new person is ratified, but they did not anticipate gerrymandered legislatures that would simply hijack the governor election under lame duck and run cancer water policy for four more years. There are carcinogens in your water if you can listen to my voice right now. there are carcinogens in your water. That's what means, what that means is that it can give you cancer. And so far they've identified kidney and testicular cancer, but it results in lower birth rates, harm to the immune and reproductive systems, altered hormone regulation, and altered thyroid hormones. It's all over the state. As long as the Republicans and Republican judges on the Supreme Court have a majority, the legislature, through gerrymander, the judges, you don't gerrymander a state election because it's the whole state, 4-3, however, you will continue to be poisoned. Does that bother you? Did it occur to you that maybe you won't vote for somebody who would poison you because their donors find it useful to dump cancer into your water? Am I speaking at too high a level? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind to vote Republican if you don't want to drink cancer? We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Another exciting day and wonderful day in the life of our country, run by vile, cold, despicable excuses for human beings. I mean, come on. When they hold a darn NRA get together after these children were gunned down in cold blood, give me a break. And then they say that the Democrats are being political. Give me a break. These people are sick and vile. They have no business in any office in the United States of America. They should not make any decisions regarding our health, our protection, our laws, anything. They should all be expelled, just like you spray bad bugs, you know, that are biting and destroying and spreading disease. I mean, they have no concerns about human life. They demonstrated it with COVID, protesting, oh, my freedom, my freedom, my freedom, about wearing a goddamn mask or getting a vaccination. So many mass shootings, even after these kids were murdered, and they're still, oh, we got to protect our rights. We need freedom, freedom, freedom. Yeah, what in the devil is the matter with these people? They're not getting shot. Their kids are in protected schools. What are they trying to do? I mean, they're just, it just blows my mind, man. Anybody that supports these sons of guns, you're not thinking, and there's something sick in your head. And I just, I mean, the excuses they're given, there's nothing, I mean, there's nothing worse than an 18-year-old, you know, with these guns. You got to be 21 now with cigarettes, I think it is, alcohol, all of these things. And they can't make a decision to get these guns out of the hands of people. I mean, as one example, why aren't guns regulated? Why aren't they? Why don't we get a license to carry a weapon that kill people? Give me a break. Folks, wake up. This is just nuts. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go on and on, but these people, I can't stand those lawmakers anymore because they don't care one bit. They don't care right. If people are poisoned in their water. They don't care about our environment. They don't care about children getting murdered. What in the world is wrong with people that they don't see this? I don't get right. It. Sorry, Matt. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, no. I love your passion, Jean, and you nailed it as always, and you hit a few issues I want to build on. One is guns. Now, here's what's going on with that. In the Brady bill that's pending right now, the Brady bill has passed by the House several years ago, but they're sitting in it in the Senate, and Moscow Mitch is filibustering it. The thing that they don't like about the Brady bill is that it provides for background checks. In other words, right now, if you go into a gun store, they do a background check. They want to make sure you don't have a mental health order out on you. They want to make sure you don't have a criminal record. They want to make sure you're not on the no-fly list. You're not a terrorist, that kind of thing. And has a red flag law, which means that if you think somebody that you know and your family is disturbed, you can go to a judge and say, this guy's flat out nuts, and get the judge to order guns removed from his house so he can't go out and murder anyone. The average law-abiding citizen has nothing to worry about in this bill. So why are they mad about it? Because right now they want no regulation. Right now there are things called gun shows. Guy shows up in a parking lot on a weekend selling guns, no background check. Guys are selling them on the internet. I mean, you have kits that you can buy and put them together with no registration numbers. Soon, and maybe they even have them now, 3D printers. You know what a 3D printer was? It blew me away. I did a tour at UWM on the Board of Visitors, great university, one of their research labs, and they have a 3D printer, and they just feed in some specifications and codes, and out comes a three-dimensional object. It could be a part, it could be plastic. In the not-too-distant future, in the lifetimes of some of the people that are listening to this show, they will 3D print a new liver for you, or a new heart, putting in all of your DNA and all your biological information. It's amazing. But it'd be a lot easier to do a gun. This is the kind of stuff that goes on. And Texas has what's called constitutional carry. Now, at least in Wisconsin, in most states, you have to get a license and you have to have some minimum safety. And now I've talked to people that have gone through it here, and it's kind of a joke. It's like, okay, which end of the gun do I point? Oh, this one. Okay, great. And what is that called? Oh, that's a trigger. Great. But you have to respect a weapon. You have to lock it up. You can't jeopardize people. Well, none of that in Texas. They call constitutional carry. And that's just a fancy word that says that that you can do whatever you want. So this 18-year-old, on his birthday of 18, goes in and buys an AR-15. And he's on social media threatening people, saying he's going to shoot up a school. He's trying to show off to some girls his own age. They won't even do a background check. The Republicans won't do a background check. The other thing is AR-15 semi-automatics, and the word semi-automatic is deliberately misused by some people on the right. There's some rifles that are semi-automatic and people go hunting with them. You know, you can pump off a few shots. You don't have to reload on every shot, and that's fine for hunting. But what I'm talking about here is large capacity magazines where you can shoot 100 rounds in a minute or a little more. Those are military weapons. If you have some Jones to fire one of those, join the Marine Corps. Join the Army and get trained. And they're fun to fire. In the Navy, obviously, the ship I was on, we didn't use those kind of weapons. But at sea, we'd throw barrels over the stern and shoot at them with M16s. And it's a lot of fun. But that's all it should be, unless you mean business. And you should only mean business in the Marine Corps or the Army, period, end of story. They were outlawed in 1994, but only for 10 years. That's all Clinton could get it through. The NRA went along with it. But when George W. Bush came in, by 2004, they lifted it. They got to get rid of AR-15s and those kinds of military-type weapons, AK-47s. But let's start with background checks. And they won't do any of that. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up briefly on what Gene of Eau Claire said about gun violence and murder of school kids, cops doing nothing, waiting an hour while kids were slaughtered, disgusting. But they have a talking point in the Republican Party that they think is quite sly. They think they're quite the sly little Republicans. So if you asked anybody from Cruz to even Voss here in this state, they'll say, what are you going to do about kids getting killed in the schools? What steps are you going to take? They immediately shout at the reporter, you're just politicizing it. You're attacking me and politicizing it. Now, that is about as dumb as you can get. They ask a question about what action, if any, you'll take. And you try to turn it around by attacking. By attacking. Well, no one falls for it. But the second thing they do is they come up with remarkably dumb things. Cruz said, well, there should only be one door per school. Forget the fire codes. There's a fire. The youngsters are trapped in there. His idea was you have a cop at the door, at every door. Doesn't do you any good if they run away. They ran away in Portland. The guy's being prosecuted for hiding. And the Chicken Hawks down in Texas waited an hour and arrested parents, threw them on the ground, and handcuffed them for trying to go in and take their kids out because the cops wouldn't go in. But Voss came up with a real doozy. I alluded to other people doing this before. Voss goes, we should arm the teachers. Every teacher should have a gun. Now, look, my wife taught for more than 30 years in Germantown at County Line School and a number of the other schools there. And I went in and observed some of the classes. They're terrific teachers. There is no way that kindergarten and first grade and second and third grade teachers are going to be carrying a gun in the class in front of these kids. There's no way. They have absolutely no training or ability to use it. And they would be reluctant to use it. And they'd be end up, if they ever did have to use it, more kids being killed than not. It is a bad faith idea. It's a bad faith idea. That's why you have law enforcement. If there are problems, doors should be locked. There should be adequate doors for fire escape, but they should be locked. It was an unlocked door in Uvalde. But how many millions of schools do we have in this country? At least hundreds of thousands, maybe a million or more. And how many doors? You think none are ever going to be unlocked? The point is, you can't have mentally ill people and criminals getting their hands on AR-15s and AK-47s. You've got to cut off the supply. If somebody wants to shoot an AR-15 or an AK-47, and I've shot an M16, it's a lot of fun. Do it in the military. They train you. Do it in the military. Target practice. Don't go swaggering around. And you don't let it end up in the hands of mentally ill people. Now, speaking of bad Republican policy, let me talk about Gableman. You remember him? Remember Gableman? He has his claws on $676,000 of taxpayer money. That would be your money and my money. And he did something he thought was quite sly. He said, I am going to solicit comments from the public about fraud and what I should do. It turns out that he got trolled. People are so disgusted with this guy. He claims he got 84 responses, but he blacked out the names, so you don't know if somebody put in multiple comments. But even so, 54 of them mocked him or outraged by him. A representative sample, one of them goes, quote, Mr. Gableman, a disturbed man is ranting like a lunatic, telling provable lies, describing Gableman. In other words, they insulted him and taunted him. 54 out of the 84. And you have no idea whether he turned over all 84, everything he got, because he didn't turn over anything at all until a paper called him and said they'd sue him if he didn't turn them over. He has found no fraud. And so what he ended up doing is investigating the private lives of poll officials to see if they are, quote, Democrats, end quote. Now, Gableman, hold the phone. People, by and large, are Republicans or Democrats. We have both in our society. We have both at the polls, and they're excellent people. And the Republicans and the Democrats each get to put somebody at the polls. And as long as I've been voting, which is all my adult life in Wisconsin, I know the people there. They're the most wonderful people in the world. They're honest, scrupulously honest. But he's largely investigating them for personal characteristics that he claims offends them. Do they have nose rings? I'm serious about this. Do they have tattoos? Do they live with their boyfriends? This is kind of a prurient interest that, first of all, has no business in politics, but secondly, it has no business me paying for it out of my tax dollars. My advice to Gableman is, if these sorts of things arouse your curiosity, discharge your curiosity some other way other than at my expense and the expense of everybody listening to this. The other thing is, $676,000, that's flat out theft. I'm going to ask this question to everybody listening. Are you going to pay $676,000 in state taxes your entire life? Most people aren't. They really are not. Every penny you've paid in state taxes your entire life is going down the drain to Gableman, because Voss is afraid of Trump and trying to buy him off by hiring a clown. I mean, I don't know if I can say it any more bluntly. Can I say it any more bluntly? I don't think I can. That is what is happening. And now the fruits of it, he said he's found no fraud. And now he said, you can't undo the election. Then why is he on the payroll? But now he said, well, no, but I got a lot of comments. Oh, really? What were they? He wouldn't turn him over. He got threatened with a suit. He just turned him over. And over the weekend, it was reported, he got taunts and insults directed to him. The one I liked the best was this. Quote, a disturbed man is ranting like a lunatic telling provable lies. Arrest him. In other words, this to Gableman to arrest himself. You know, do we have to put up with this? As long as you have a gerrymandered legislature and a Republican Supreme Court that says the legislature can use your tax dollars as a piggy bank for their political purposes, yeah, the answer is yeah. That is going to keep going on. Yeah, that is going to keep going on. Is it right that it's going on? No, it's not right that it's going on. So we need a change. We need a change in the legislature, and we need it now. And as far as Voss is concerned on the arming in schools, that is flat out ridiculous. Ridiculous. You do not arm teachers. You do not turn schools into a prison camp or an armed camp. The kids can be protected other ways with law enforcement that actually does go in if there's a problem, unlike in Uvalde, Texas, and in Florida. And also, people like this kid that shot the people, the 19 students down in Uvalde and the two teachers, shouldn't have been able to buy an AR-15. Should not have been able to buy it. But now it's open season. Now it's constitutional carry, they call it. You can buy anything, even something that's more lethal than a machine gun. And machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s, and they still are. You can't get a machine gun unless you put in a special request and pass a lot of checks. But you can go in if you're a mentally ill 18-year-old and buy an AR-15. That's just flat out wrong. That's got to stop, and the Republicans won't do anything about it. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.